Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me call this meeting to order. April 3rd, 2023. And to start with the meeting, I would like to ask Mayor Connors to do an invocation and lead us in the pledge, if you don't mind. Everybody, please stand.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for the wonderful blessings that you've given to us each and every day, the ones we know about and the ones we do not see each and every day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your love, your patience, and understanding. Tonight, Lord, we ask you to give wisdom, knowledge to our commissioners and to our assistant commissioners to carry on the work that you have for us to do here tonight. We ask you to continue to remember Duplin County as you allow growth to come and allow us to enjoy the growth that you have for us here. Then, Lord, for those young people who seem to have gone astray, Lord, we ask you to bring them back into the fold. These things we ask tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. All right, first thing on the agenda tonight is to approve tonight's meeting agenda. Does any of the commissioners have anything to add?
I do not.
Assistant County Manager, do you have anything to add?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Billy Ivey will be standing in for Ms. Angie Quinn, who had a soil and water meeting tonight. Just wanted to advise you of that. And also, it was in your budget package about a presentation from Scotty Summerlin, Economic Development Director, and he has placed the contract for McDavid Associates and the budget amendment that has been approved by the finance officer at your station there. And nothing to add on. It's just wanted to make sure that that you had that. But it is in your agenda. The request for him to appear is in your agenda package. And that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I need a motion. I got a motion and a second to approve tonight's agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, now I need a motion to approve the minutes from the March 20th meeting.
So moved.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay, now I need a motion to approve the consent agenda. I got a motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. That brings us to the first item on the agenda as public comments. Do we have anybody?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman. Nobody signed up for public comment.
Okay. Since we are on that item, I know you're supposed to sign in, but if somebody come in late, didn't sign in, wants to make a remark, feel free at this time to speak or come up. All right. Thank you. That moves us to item number two. Mr. Fuchel.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman and Board. I would ask to receive any of your highway concerns tonight.
I don't have any.
I do not.
Okay. Commissioners are fine.
Any in the public have any concerns? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That moves us to item number three. Sheriff, please come up.
Yes, sir. Sergeant DeWitt. You had to put up with 34 years, that's good. You're getting this back also. Just on behalf of Duplin County, Board of Commissioners and Governor, we want to give you the orders only fine. You have done exemplary service in Duplin County, and we wouldn't have a jail like we have today. You've seen a lot of people come and go, but just thank you for being so committed to our county, and thank you for being there and allowing her to support me. So we want to present this to you. And if you will. Have any words you want to say?
Yes, I would like to thank each and every one of you, and I would like to give a special thanks to Edward Garner. His father was the one that hired me at that time. So my heart is with you, and I will always remember you.
Thank you.
When can't you start back?
before you leave, you know, I personally would like to say thank you for your service. I also will allow the other commissioners to say anything they'd like to say, but I'd also would love for you to line up here and see if we can't get in the picture with all the commissioners as well, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
And you two guys as well. But go ahead and speak.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you working here in the county. You were here before I came here. However, I was with a different organization, yes. but we've had some times in the jail. I brought some people for you to take care of over the years, and so we really appreciate your service. You know, it's not often that we have somebody that will give their lifetime to a job, and it's really good that you did that. So we really appreciate it. So thank you for your service.
Like Jesse said, anybody to dedicate their life to service here in Duplin County, I can't thank you enough. When you started this career, you had the opportunity, I'm sure, to go anywhere in the country, state that you wanted to, and you chose Duplin County. Mm-hmm. I thank you. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
I concur with everything that's been said, Sarge, but again, thank you for all that you've done. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to be able to come to this milestone in your life, as well as your husband. Mm-hmm. I pray that you guys are able to go now and travel and do some of the things that you may have missed out on. Mm-hmm. But as the sheriff said earlier, if you want to come back, there's always a door open for you.
No, I'm going
to
leave that.
But thank you again for all you've done.
Sergeant, I'm going to try to do this without getting emotional. Okay. You mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. I'm probably the only one of five that has personally worked shift work with you in that jail. Mm-hmm. The day I walked in January of 2003 at that jail, you took me under your wing. You showed me what was right. You showed me what I needed to do. And for that, I'm very grateful.
Yes.
Appreciate the kind words you said about my father. He thought the world of you. My mother thanks the world of you. Our whole family thanks the world to you. Even before I worked there, I spent a lot of time at the jail.
Yes.
And it was my second home, and you were like a second mother. And you have never, in my 13-year career of working at the sheriff's office, I've never seen you mad at the sheriff's office. You may not be happy all the time, but you were never really mad. But you come to work with a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. You enjoyed your job.
Yes.
And if we did not agree, we always could talk about it. Yes. We agreed to disagree. And for that, I'm ever thankful. And even as I left the jail in December of 03 and went to the road and started my career there, you were always, every time we come in, it was a neck hug and how you doing and how's the family doing. Yes. And that means a lot. And I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And we're ready for a picture.
Yes, sir. If you will, let us see if we can get a picture with you and your family.
Yeah. 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 Just walk on in. Yeah. Turn the back. All right.
Cheers.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
One more time.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I got the rear beard now.
All right, that moves us to item number four, Miss Kennedy.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
I'm here to conduct a public hearing for Dwight Hill. He's naming two lanes at the 600 block of Kinsey Mill Road.
Okay, that's actually item number five.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that's all right. That's okay. We can do that, and then we'll come back to item number four. So at this time, I'm going to open up the public hearing that she just requested. So anybody that wants to make any remarks, feel free to. We are now open as a public hearing. Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. And now I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to approve the request from Dwight Keel to name two lanes. First in the block 600 block Kinsey Mill Road, Mount Olive, North Carolina, in Wolf Creek Township, Randall Hill Lane, and the second near the intersection of Kinsey Mill Road and Carter Thickpin Road, Mount Olive, NC, in the Wolf Creek Township, Allison Hill Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, now let's back up and do item number four.
This is need to schedule one for Phelps Properties LLC for May the 1st. He's naming a lane off of Magnolia Mobile Home Park Lane in Magnolia Township, and he's chosen Raccoon Branch Lane.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the request for public hearing on May 1, 2023.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry.
Thank you.
All right, that brings us to item number six. Mr. Newman.
Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon.
I'm here to ask to fill a vacant position on the Animal Advisory Board with Kebby Schweinberger. She is currently the president of the Duplin County Pet Friends Association.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same side. You have that request. Okay, that brings us to item number seven, Ms. Faison.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am the Duplin County Advocate from Coastal Horizon Center, Sexual Assault Advocate, and I advocate for victims in Duplin County specifically. And I'm here to ask the commissioners to proclaim it Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Duplin County. Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in the community. Sexual Assault Awareness Month aims to raise public awareness about sexual violence and educate communities about how to prevent it. Systems of oppression such as racism, sexism, classism, heterosexualism, ageism, and etc. contribute to higher rates of sexual harassment, assault, and abuse. Unfortunately, those same groups are also the most impacted by inequitable systems of oppression in our society. And I want to leave with you a few statistics that I hope will stick with you and have you, you know, at least think about what can you do to bring awareness to sexual assault. More than one in four black women in the United States were raped in their lifetime. That's a statistic that was brought about in 2022, so it's only a year old. More than four in five Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. One in three Hispanic women reported unwanted sexual contact in their lifetime. 32% of adults with intellectual disabilities have suffered sexual violence. Making a connection between various forms of oppression and the underlying causes of sexual assault is crucial to making holistic and lasting change. However, we cannot do this without recognizing historical injustice and realizing how privilege and complacency reinforces oppression. I hope that you would join me and advocates in communities and across the country in taking action to prevent sexual violence. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and each day of the year is an opportunity to create change for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hold on just 1 minute? All right. Pleasure to board.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Thank you so much. It is approved, and I appreciate you bringing it to us.
Thank you.
And I just wanted you to wait there so you could see a unanimous decision that went with it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. That brings us to item number 9, Billy Ivey.
How y'all doing?
Good afternoon. How
good
you doing?
Afternoon. All right. All right. First up will be the Innovations in Animal Waste Management Phase 2 grant. The grant opportunity through North Carolina Foundation Soil and Water Conservation for Innovations in Animal Waste Management. Request and action from the Board for Budget and Innovations in Animal Waste Management Phase 2 grant in amount of $6,000. The budget impact for this fiscal year, funds are available from the North Carolina Foundation for Soil and Water Conservation. So,
pleasure to board. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you.
Brings us to item number 10.
Okay, this is a storage building for soil and water equipment. Funds have been awarded from the North Carolina Department of Agriculture for a metal storage building to store our boats, kayaks, and our side-by-side that we use for creek clean-out and the watershed maintenance. Request action to award a contract to Superior Metal Structures to construct building. The amount of $29,600. The budget impact for this fiscal year, funds in the budget.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, carried.
Thank you.
Thank you for filling in tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That moves us to item number 11, Mr. Butrell.
Mr. Chairman and board, I appear before you tonight to request your approval of a work authorization with Parish and Partners in the amount of $97,625 and to approve the associated budget amendment that goes with that. This is a 90% federally funded grant passed through to the state of North Carolina and 10% county match, and we have the matching funds in our budget. And the purpose of this design contract is to design connector taxiway Alpha 3 at the Duplin County Airport. It's kind of exciting for us is that it's an add-on, and it's in our master plan to do that. And so the State Division of Aviation has said that if we design it, they'll fund the construction of it. And so ask for your approval tonight. Oh, by the way, the Airport Commission has reviewed and approved this contract.
Okay, y'all heard the request.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
I got a second, but there's a number discrepancy.
Okay, so.
Do you see it?
Yeah. So we got a motion and a second to approve the amount of $97,625, but up in the upper part of the write-up, it was $98,125.
Yes, sir. There's $500 in administrative expense, and I apologize, I did not. The budget is $98,125. That includes $500 in administrative expense, which will be used for us to advertise. But the contract with Parish and Partners is $97,625. So
the motion is for the $97,625.
And the yes sir, for the contract, and then of course the associated budget amendment. I believe that's, I can't remember if that's in the budget package or not, or if it's attached to this. I think I attached a copy of the budget amendment with it, I believe, or maybe it's just the budget
amendment says $98,125.
Yes, sir. That.
You look at where it says that. Uh-huh. It's up in the body. It's the third line.
No, I'm saying the budget amendment, actually. I think he's looking at the actual budget amendment itself on the computer. Where are you talking about reading from?
He's talking about on the agenda. The recommendation was actually just asking for the amount of Parish Partners.
Yes, I apologize. The requested action was to approve the project resolution and the budget amendment and the work authorization, and I wasn't clear. And when I presented the Parish and Partners, the work authorization is $97,625. That's the contract for them to design. The budget amendment is for $98,125, which includes the $500 administrative for us to advertise for bids when they get it designed. And the project resolution simply establishes the ability for us to.
Okay, so the motion is for the budget amendment and the Parish Partners amount, which is $98,125. You made the motion. It was written as $97,625. Are you in agreement to the $98,125?
Yes.
You made the second?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not going to change anything because it's just a number error that was written on my paper. The request was the same, and both the person that made the motion and the second agreed to the number correction of the $98,125. So, to, as far as I'm concerned, we can move on. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you, Mr. Futrell.
Thank you.
All right, that moves us to item number 12.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman and Board, I come to you tonight, thankfully, that we finally have the long-term lease agreement for the North Carolina Forest Service Aviation hangars at the airport. They have been on a month-to-month lease since they moved in February of 2022 in order for us to work out the fine details of the lease. And I want to thank the county attorney for his hard work in negotiating with and reviewing the lease. It's been back and forth with us and the Department of Administration, but we've come up with a lease agreement that fits and serves everybody's purpose. The Airport Commission has reviewed this lease and concurs with it, and certainly we would present it to you tonight as an approval of the lease agreement with the state of North Carolina for a 20-year term with 2 5-year options with a 5% increase in the lease amount every 5 years. Now, this is a ground lease. We don't own the hangars. They own the hangars, and we own the dirt. And that's all we're leasing is the space on the ground. But we'd request your approval of this to execute this lease.
Heard the motion. Pleasure to board.
Move.
I've got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Further discussion. Just clarifying the amount for $45,738 with a 5% increase every 5 years. I just want to clarify that is correct.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you, Mr. Futrell. And I want to say to the commissioners as well as to the public, our airport is really growing. Things look really good out there. There's going to be a lot more to come. But, you know, any time that you have free time that you can ride out to the airport, you know, it is property we should be very proud of, and it's generating a lot of attention for people coming in and out of Duplin County for opportunity, I think. And I think it will continue. That moves us to item number 13 of summer.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for all your time and attention this evening. As always, on behalf of the Economic Development Commission, we thank you for your ongoing support. Again, we're slowly but surely moving airport, development, water, and sewer alone, and that's why I'm here this evening. As the agenda shows, I'm here tonight to ask for your acceptance for an agreement and compensation for engineering and design for water and sewer improvements associated with Duplin County Airport. We had talked amongst ourselves about how best to pay for the work to be done. Time is of the essence. As everybody knows, there is a grant for this work. And as it is now, we may be able to use any excess funds to further along the project down the line. But as it stands right now, we're requesting approval of the body of the associated budget amendment for $130,800. No additional funds will be needed. These are funds that are housed currently within the grants clients line item of the economic development budget, and those are funds that will be left remaining. And this is an excellent, in our opinion, an excellent source to use those funds to be able to move the project along with getting that engineering and design work done. I do want to pause and thank again our assistant county manager, our finance officers, and her staff. And I'm still learning the process. So because of that, there's a number of associated items that go along with this agreement. And I can concede, or I'll lean on the assistant county manager on how best to approve these items. But actually what I'll be asking for tonight is an approval of the budget amendment, the engineering services agreement, approval of the contract contingent upon review and approval of our county attorney, and then as well as an associated capital project ordinance. So if you want to approve them individually, I'll be happy to go through any of them or however how you guys want to handle it. They're all associated essentially with moving McDavid Associates to, or compelling them to go ahead and get the design, only the design, completed.
And the total amount of money is going to be this $130,800?
Yes, sir.
It's up to the board. Y'all have heard his request. Do y'all want to do them individually, or you want to do this as a group? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve his request and the $130,800.
So moved.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I've got a second. Now, further discussion. If you need any clarity, he'll be glad to go over it again.
So what we're doing is the budget amendment, associated budget amendments, the capital project ordinance, and the contract in this one, right?
That's correct.
The other thing we need to clarify, Mr. Garner, is that the contract portion of it, as far as authorizing Mr. Edwards to sign it, it will be pending my review and negotiations with McDavid. There's a couple of things on the contract we need to work out, but the contract amount is agreeable. We just need to iron out a couple of the terms.
Okay.
Any more clarification? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same side, carried.
One other item, if I may, this is a point of clarity. I think it's already addressed under the consent, but do I need to get approval of the budget amendment for Project Gray?
It's in the consent agenda.
It is, and we're good.
It's already approved, yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that moves us to item number 14.
Mr. Chairman and board, just have a few announcements for you. There's going to be a circus. It's the new Hannaford, or Royal Hannaford Circus, that's going to be out at the Event Center on April 15th and 16th on a Saturday and Sunday. Cabin Lake is having a youth fishing tournament on Saturday, April the 15th. There's a job fair at James Brunt Community College on April the 20th. From 11 to 1:30 that our human resources is involved with. And then there's also a health department diabetes lunch that will be coming up, and that's going to be on April 5th and April 19th. And those there's two different sessions, and so that's for your information. And then also the museum is having an Earth Day celebration, and that's going to be on April the 22nd from 10:30 to 1:30 at the Cowan Museum. And that's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Can you send those to us on a separate sheet so that we can?
Sure.
I said, can you send that to us on a separate sheet? So that
yes, Commissioner Dow. I also included it in the newsletter that I sent out, and I do believe you have access to it, but if you didn't receive it, just let me know, and I'll go ahead and resend it to you.
I just want one notice to come to me directly.
Yes, sir.
Aside from the newsletter.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I had one more, Mr. Chairman. It's Older Americans Month in May. May the 3rd, save the date, Wednesday, May the 3rd at the Duplin Event Center. And they have a schedule here, and of course, and we'll get Trish Ann to send it out to you, but if you've not seen it, Older Americans Month, and this is going to be out at the Event Center on May the 3rd.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Futrell. Well, we have a joint meeting with James Brunt Community College in the morning at 7:30. At this time, I would entertain a motion to recess until in the morning at 7:30.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Can I ask one question before we recess?
Yes.
We got any updates on the audit?
Yes, my office is working to complete a list that we received a week ago. We were told that there was an outstanding items list that they needed us to address. They needed copies of grant agreements that we thought we had submitted, but they have been unable to locate, so we are resubmitting those. They have a question about fixed assets, and we are working with them to resolve that issue. They have requested more samples from accounts payable, so we've sent more copies of the checks and the associated invoices. They have requested copies of journal entries, which we submitted. They have requested additional information that I submitted for GASB 87, which is lease accounting. Which we have available, but we've not submitted to them. And finally, the audit firm has requested that I complete the SEPA, which is the state the schedule of expenditures of federal and state revenues, And in the past, my office has not completed this. Our previous auditors in any other place I've ever worked at, the audit firm completed it, but I'm assuming because of timeliness, they expect my office to complete. So our old audit firm is working with me for a fee to help complete that timely so that the audit is not being delayed. But I'm doing the bulk of the work to hopefully reduce the amount of professional services involved with that assistance. They've done our SEPA in the past, so it's very easy for them to take our current information and pre-fill it. So that's where we are at on the audit at this time. So I'm hoping to complete what I need by the end of the week, which will be Thursday. Does anybody have any questions about any of the audit requests?
Questions? Hearing none, got a motion on the floor to recess till in the morning at 7:30 at the Williams Room 100. Hearing no more discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. See you gentlemen in the morning.